God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now the question is, will we settle for a mental, physical life? Many have. Many have. They've settled for so little. And many read the book of Acts like it's some amazing thing that happened and God just did a special thing, but now we've settled into normal Christian life. And this is how it is. And God had to do some special things in those days just to kind of kick it off and get the thing going. But now we've got the whole Bible and the canon of Scripture and we know Jesus is Lord and we don't need all that. Well, that's one of the biggest lies that anybody ever told, including people that told it over the pulpit. Yes. Hmm? Yes, no, we got the same Holy Spirit they had. Yes. We got the same name of Jesus. Yes. We're preaching the same gospel. Yes. Are supposed to be. Yes. We got the same Great Commission. Amen. We are a part of the same church.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And the book of Acts is still being written.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what chapter you and I are in right now. But I think if some folk could be reading it, they'd have fallen asleep several chapters ago. Because the first part was pretty exciting. But some parts of it have been pretty dull reading. Chapter 3 million of Acts or whatever it is. Well, we can't do anything about other people's chapters. But we are in our time right now. This is our time. This is our moment. I don't think we realize what that means. You and I are going to be out of here in just a few blinks of an eye. Just a few breaths and we're out of here. Our time here is so brief. And it's not just about going to work and coming home and washing clothes and ironing them and cutting the grass and making sure the meals are done. So these things are necessary. But friends, let's get our eyes up off of that. Because that's not going to continue forever. In a few more days, you're going to be out of here. And you're not going to be doing any of that anymore. Do not just bump along day to day like this is going to continue as it is forever. It's not. It's not going to continue much longer.
Thank you, Lord.
Even if the Lord tarries his coming, it won't be much longer for you.
Amen.
Or for me. People say, oh, I don't like to think about that, Brother Keith. I don't. You need to think about it. You need to live. Every one of us need to live ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Every one of us.
Everyone.
Nobody in here is guaranteed, you know, what you're going to see, you know, beyond this. Every one of us need to be ready to go right now. But then we need to live every day so we have no regrets tomorrow. And so we have no regrets millennia from now. This is our time. This is opportunity. Right? To do what? To believe God. To preach the gospel. To be used of God to advance the kingdom in the earth. Friend, this is important. This is big stuff. Not too many on the planet see it and realize it, but God's graced us to. Graced us to be. The Lord said this to me some years ago. Years ago, I wrote it down. He said, most of the people on the planet are either dead or asleep. That's a fact. Now, he's talking about spiritually, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Most of the people on the planet are either dead. What does it mean to be spiritually dead? You're not born again. Your spirit's not alive to God. So then you're clueless. Right? About what's even going on in the earth. That's why you got so many folk running around them. Like, why are we here? Well, read the book.
Yes.
What's life about? What's the meaning of life? What's the true meaning of life? Why are we here? People roll their eyes and act like it's some huge question that could never be answered. It's answered right here in the Bible. Simple. Easy. Why are you here? All things were made for His pleasure and created for His will. We're made to do the will of God. We are made to fulfill His plan in the earth. We are made to please Him. And if you're not doing that, you can't be happy.
Amen.
No way, no how.
That's right.
No matter how much money you got, how many magazines your picture's on the front of, how many people go to see you in the movies, or it makes no difference. If you're not serving Him, you can't be happy.
Right.
Can't be fulfilled. Amen. And it's sad that people waste most of their life, you know, without finding out. No, thank God our little ones are learning.
Amen.
Thank God our little ones. And our teenagers are learning. They don't have to waste a bunch of their life. They can serve God all their life. They can make good use of their life. We cannot do what we're put on the earth to do in our own strength. Just by our physical brawn or by our mental ability and effort. It's not enough. We can't do it in our own strength. That's why He told them, even after He's been raised from the dead, and they saw Him, and they ate with Him, and they touched Him, and He said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He said, He told them, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and I suspect they were getting ready to do that. He said, but before you do, you wait right here until the promise of the Father is fulfilled. And how many know on the day of Pentecost, they were all there in one place in one accord, and there came a sound from heaven like as a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues. Hallelujah! Why? He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you, and you'll be witnesses. Who would be? Every one of them.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Do you need power, supernatural Holy Ghost God power, to be a real witness?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you do. Just you trying to be a good person, I'm sorry, is not enough.
Right.
You need power in your life. And that's what every one of these are. Manifestations of power. Even the other ones. How many understand it's the power of God that gives you utterance?
Amen.
It's the power of God that gives you revelation.
Yes.
It's the power of God.
Power.
Look in Acts 4. How many believe this is the Lord?
Yes.
I know it is. It's the Lord. And the thing I'm excited about is seeing the fruit of this.
Hmm?
We're sowing seed. The seed of the word.
Yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Are you good ground?
Yes,
the answer is yes. Yes. So what's happening? Good seed, perfect seed, is being sown into good ground. What's happening? It's germinating in your heart. It's putting roots down. It's already growing in you. It's in you, and it's growing in you. And eventually, it's going to reach out up above the ground.
Yes.
Branches out here where you can see it.
Yes.
Fruit. What is the fruit of the Word of God about the gifts of the Spirit? Manifestations
yes.
of the gifts of the Spirit
yes.
in our lives.
Hallelujah.
I know the Lord wouldn't lead us to teach on it, minister on it. That's just what He had in mind. That's just what He planned to do.
Yes.
It's already happening.
Yes.
And it will happen.
Yes.
In an increasing way. We've already received a word from the Lord about it. Acts 4, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Acts 4 and 29. They came together and prayed as a company of believers, as a church family. And they said, now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal. And that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Somebody say power.
Power.
Why would the place shake? I said, well, they must have had an earthquake. Well, I imagine the earth quaked, but it wasn't the kind of earthquake you were thinking about. You remember that earthquake that happened when Peter was in jail? Special earthquake, because the jail didn't collapse. Everybody shook, but the only thing that happened was the handcuffs all fell off. Now, that's a very specific earthquake. It's a very special earthquake. No, it's a manifestation of the power of God. Oh, and come on, how many believe if He could shake a place then, He can shake a place now? Somebody says, yeah, but maybe He don't want to now. I can't agree with that. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He wanted it that way then, He either wants it that way now or He's changed. He doesn't change. People have changed. He hasn't changed. What's His will for the church? You're reading it. We're reading it. Somebody say, the Bible. The Word of God is the will of God for all men, for all generations. This is the will of God. What did they pray for? What did they ask for? Grant that your servants may speak your word with all boldness. Is that a key? Why not just skip and ask for the power? Word always comes first. And we must remember that in time to come. No matter how mightily God moves in us, we're not to get so infatuated with the supernatural and spectacular that we don't give the word proper place. We wouldn't even know about this if it wasn't for the Word. We wouldn't be saved if it wasn't for the Word.
Amen.
And if we get more infatuated with the spectacular supernatural, then the Word will wind up in error.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Can't help it. You'll get off.
That's right.
Only thing that's going to keep you straight is the Word.
Amen.
And a lot of things that are supernatural are not God.
That's right.
There are things, they're real. They're even spectacular. They are supernatural. They're spiritual. But they're not God. A lot of them are religious. They're religious, but they're not God. Somebody said, well, it's real. It doesn't make it God because it's real.
Amen.
It's spiritual. Doesn't make it God because it's spiritual. We are hungry for the gifts of the Spirit, not just any Spirit, His Spirit. How will we know it's His Spirit? His Spirit would never do anything contrary to His Word. Ever.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Gifts of Healings, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304J. That's R1304J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30, and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.